Mark Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Just 1:23 Central African Time, a special edition of Consciously Connected, keeping you company. And I hope you're enjoying it as much as we are enjoying you, and you, no matter which part of the globe you are in. Here's me, our very own counselor, Ahmed Parak, who's on top of his game, and the man who walks the talk, the man of action. Ahmed Parak, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And tell me, how are you doing this fine, beautiful, clear Durban morning?
Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alana salam to all our radio listeners. Alhamdulillah, what a beautiful Allah has blessed us with another fine day, Shafa.
No doubt. Blue skies and with blue bubble gum and with the, I don't know what else you want, but the sky is blue and the sea is blue. But let's talk about Kafan Dafan. What's the latest on that front, Ahmed?
Shafa, as you know, after the 12th of April, the flood took place, especially mainly in KZN. We lost about 458 people in Durban and surrounding. We have still got, till Friday, the stats came out. We are looking for 45 people that there is no account of them. And the inquest docket is being opened by the South African police department, SAPS. We have to date, we haven't got any closure to that. The family is actually trying the utmost best. We did everything under the power of the city, as well as the municipality, the government, national government. Unfortunately, we cannot find those 45 bodies. That is mainly in the Marin Hill area, where the road was broken into two or three parts, and the floods really damaged that area very badly. So we are still looking for 45 bodies. As far as that is on the flood issue, that I'm just giving you an update on that. Then on the our side, on the, we have, alhamdulillah, there is not major problems or anything, but you must the silly season is here now. You know, the morgues will start, accidents will take, a lot of accidents will, people are coming from various provinces to our shores here for holiday. You know, obviously accidents will take place, but we must understand postmortem is going to be an issue. They're not going to get it overnight because we have a huge crisis at the mortuaries because of due to manpower. So there will be an issue. So they'll have to just wait in case if we have lost anyone there in any unnatural causes. But as that is concerned, alhamdulillah, we should be in a much better position. We're trying with the pathologists as well as the Department of Health. We're engaging with them to see what best we can do to get more manpower at the mortuaries for now. But, you know, due to funding constraints, I'm not sure whether we're going to succeed, but we have a meeting during the course in the next week or so. So as soon as they give us the heads up when they can meet with us to assist, especially for the Muslim bodies to be released as quick as possible, Shabbat.
You know, Ahmed, there's a question that's in my head. You know, yesterday you had the people that held the position of, you know, amana of serving people. They worked not for the money. They didn't count the rands and cents. They were there 24 hours on call. They didn't worry about that money. But today the garbage worker will say, hey, I need my money. You'll find everywhere the parliamentarian will say, I need extra money. And it's all about money. You look at the soccer act, you say, no, I need my money. It's all about money. But you, even if you're paying some individuals, you're paying them a fantabulous salary, but they're not delivering at the optimum. What's your thoughts, Ahmed?
Shabbat, this is actually, you know, everything to do, as you're 100% right in that everything. Today, there's no people are loyal to the country, loyal to the city, loyal to the community to say, you know what, I'm going to do it for the community. There's very few people like us who are still there to assist the community. We don't see color, creed, race, religion. We make sure that we assist the community. Even if we have to take out money from our own pocket where we can help somebody, we're doing that. Shafat. But today is, you know, everything is about money. You're 100% right in that. As you see this morning's press, top city officials suspended failure to repair infrastructure. So, you know, the city has taken a, we have taken a stance at the municipality. We need to bring these people to book. If they cannot deliver, they should be moved out of their position and put somebody who will be able to deliver. Now, the infrastructure This is a top official. If he cannot give the supply chain supply he's controlling to give the meters, the electricity equipment to the people to go out there to fix, that's where we're coming short. So the mayor and the city manager suspended a top official from the infrastructure unit, and then he said, you know what, you are suspended. Then the other issue is DSW are not picking up dirt from your road, from everywhere else. They're just making it pile for 2-3 weeks. What they want is Shafat, they want that overtime. So when they don't go and pick it up, they pick 2 streets and they leave 5 streets. So people keep complaining. They say, no, the truck was not, we couldn't drive fast enough. There was only 2 staff came on that week or something. You know, they're making excuses upon excuses. They want that 240 hours of overtime so they can earn more money. This is what they are doing, Shafat. Then you got the issue of Ashable Pool. If you go and look at the Ashable Pool, Shafat, one time that was one of the best pools in Durban and surrounding. Go and have a look at it today. It is pathetic. We're taking that matter up too. So, you know, everywhere we're just fighting, and there's no stop to this fight anymore.
Yeah, I swam in the Balkumar pool. I was 90. I remember that pool. Ahmed, I don't know about you, if you're in the Balkumar. Hey, I was thrown in the deep end there. But Ahmed, looking at the reality of all this situation that's taking place, look at this. I mean, they go and rob people in the masjid, in Jamaat Khanas. What type of country we're living in, Ahmed? Talk to me.
Shafat, you know, especially in fact, we have now taken decisions for various our masjid, musallas, they have to put security there, because even now, even those security, they don't know. When a guy wearing a kurta, wearing a topi, he can't stop that guy and say, you know what, well, what you came here? He said, hey, I came to make namaz here. What are you talking to me about? So I came to pray here. So, you know, but mm-hmm. The same guy, he's coming and taking all the good shoes and everything, he's having a field day. So, you know, this is the problem that we are faced with now. You know, people are going for Fajr namaz in the morning, and they're timing them. As soon as they go out, they get into the house and then start burgling the house and everything else. So this is our problem. How much security can you put? You know, fortunately, that is the reason a lot of people are going into simplex and complexes where you have a security, 24-hour security. They know who's coming in, who's going out. The other thing we just picked up recently, Shafat, those guys coming to deliver your fast food, the delivery guys, those are the biggest problems at the moment, because they say, we came to deliver flat 7. But when they come there, they come and loot everything in flat 7 and he's gone, because that guy thought the security at the gate said he's going to deliver at flat 7, but not checking with flat 7 whether he's going to deliver any food or anything like that. That is the problem. That is another issue that we have picked up now.
Yeah, and also the sad part is that these crooks have learned another trick. The full niqab, the whole garb they wear, and they wait at the door, and you know, they wait for brothers and all to leave home. You know, they're leaving for Fajr Salah or all the other Salah, but they dress up as women, and you know, they stand at the gate, and they give some sad story, and they're getting in. Even, you know, look at how devious they are, Ahmed. I mean, what can be done about this?
You know, Shafat, this is a very tricky part. Now, how do you go and check if a guy is wearing woman garb? And that is a problem now. It's a catch-22, because now maybe you picked up the wrong one and it is a woman, and then you searched her to see whether she's a male or female. What happens in a case like that? That is another issue we're going to be faced with. And this is what they are doing. They're coming with you know, woman garbs, and they're just getting into the our premises. That's where the problem is now at the moment. Now, how much guard can you keep?
This message says, Assalamu alaikum, Ahmed Parak. I'm Alani. I don't want to give my name because people may know who I am. He says, I want to come to Durban, but I still believe that the E. coli levels are so high that I would rather go to Cape Town. Please, Ahmed, I'd like to come to Durban, even meet you. You're a good man. I enjoy you with Brother Shafat on Consciously Connected. How do you respond to the Alani there, Ahmed?
Shafat, firstly, we must tell Adlani, we thank him for the good words that he's giving to us. But, you know, we're only doing it for the pleasure of Allah. You and I, we only do it for the pleasure of Allah. As far as the beaches is concerned, Yes, by the time he comes, I think after the 14th, most of our beach should be open, because we remember on Tuesday we went to the High Court Action SA, my party, we went to the High Court in Durban. We served papers on them. The return date is on the 27th, but we have already got the information through the grapevine. They have already started working towards this year, because they are going to try to save the tourist industry, because the tourist industry are also thinking of bringing an urgent application, because they're going to be losing business, especially the hotels and all the apartments in the south, north, and Durban and surrounding. So that is a big problem. So the city has now decided to do whatever it can do in their power to make sure our beaches are safe. We have checked the 7 beaches. They have opened up. We are still not too happy with the E. coli water content. They are working towards that. In fact, I think they will try to save the city from the tourist industry, and I think we will be ready for the festive season, Shafad.
Looking at this message, it says, Assalamu alaikum, Mere Bhai, Shafad Bhai, or Ahmed Bhai. I own a restaurant in beachfront, me from Pakistan, me very rich. I don't put rat, I don't put donkey meat, I don't put horse meat. Please come support me. My food very good. I even advertise to you and Ahmed Bhai to come eat. Jazakallah. Ahmed, there's a Pakistani owner of a restaurant inviting us to come have a free chawa, Ahmed.
Shafad, we're not in the industry or anything to do with advertising or anything. We will get bombarded from the trustees of our radio station to say that we are supporting and we are advertising. That by there, and we stay. Don't worry. Rozi Rizza come from Allah, and he will get business. Don't worry, Shafad.
Mere bhai, aap samajh aaya? Ahmed bhai bol rahe hain. Ye khuda, you know, wallahu khairu raziqin. Rizq Allah de raha hai. But inshallah, as long as you are halal and you doing the right thing, you don't you have nothing to worry about. This question says, Ahmed, please talk about Action SA taking Ikikweni to court. I want to know, when will the court case be? On Christmas Day. Ahmed, your response there.
Shafad, the legal process is very, very simple. If you bring an urgent application, then the judge is compelled to give a verdict or judgment on that day. But we didn't bring an urgent application. We brought an application. So in other words, we brought like a class action against the city, the national government, the provincial government, the minister of sanitation. So we brought a class action there was about seven or eight respondents in that action we brought. So the return date is on the 27th of February. So it gives them enough time, because if you we serve like something like 340 pages to bring that action against the city. So there must be a return date so that they can respond on those our papers that we serve on them, as well as the High Court. So the date is set down for the 27th. They must argue it on the 27th why all these service deliveries they have not fulfilled in terms of the Constitution, Section 152, why they have not submitted and assisted the community in giving the service delivery. That's what we are saying.
This question here says, Assalamu alaikum, Ahmed Parak. You are really someone that I listen to, and perhaps very few politicians that I trust. I want to know why you are putting cameras all over Durban. What about us in Sydenham? People are being killed here. Please come and put some cameras here to stop the mayhem. Ahmed, your response there?
Shafad, Parak, the cameras, we started with the city and they're going up. All the freeways will have the cameras, because we had a contract with a eight party, and that contract, the contractor, he had a special way of doing things and all that. So that contract, they have void their contract, and they cancel the contract into the new contract with the new guys are in. So we have started now. So they will be getting, in the next couple of months, all the other areas will have cameras as well.
Anonymous brother says, I'm not saying all security companies are complicit, but there's allegations that most of them are working with criminals, and also they stage up robberies and so forth so that they can get more business. Is there any truth in this, Ahmed? And did the Itikweni municipality employ such companies that stole from them? Sure, Machaya, sure. This is what the message says, Ahmed. Your response?
Shafat, you know, when they employ all these guys, they have got a section where they have to comply with that. So if they haven't complied in terms of that act and everything else, they cannot be employed. So there's special codes for them, especially code 1, 2, 3 or whatever they call it. And they have to this thing. So the company is responsible for whoever they employ. But you get some companies that are employing foreigners and all that because for the price factor and everything else. So, you know, there we cannot say much. But the thing is this, companies that employ, they have to make sure they have vet them properly, that they due diligence on them before they employ them, because we don't know if he's a fully-fledged security officer, if he's got all his compliance in order, then only you can employ. The city don't just employ anyone. They always vet them out first before they employ them.
And the sad part of the whole situation, Ahmed, is these security guards, you go to a flat or a duplex, you see him standing out there. He's got nothing on him, no firearm, nothing. What type of security is this, Ahmed?
Shafat, this is what we were saying earlier on, that, you know, these companies, they employ people because, you know, they're fighting against a price war in terms of security services. So, you know, people are giving, like, you know, for a 24-hour security, there's a price, they're quoting like 10,000 rand. The guy cannot come out with 10,000 rand because you have to pick the guy up, drop the guy up. There's fuel is involved. Then there's off days. So, you know, I don't think they can come out. So that's why they're employing the unregistered guys, what you can call, or they're employing people that are foreigners. They just make sure they give them a uniform. You said, watch that gate. And that's what they're doing, Shafar.
Looking at this message, it says, Salaam alaikum, Bruce Shaf. I'm going to use Ahmed Parak's term here. In my hometown, these Lanis are employing these guys from the Jandals. And they come here and they goofed. And I noticed that they're also selling drugs from the small cubicles as security guards. What a joke. Ahmed, your comments on that?
Shabbat, you know, you got like 594 Jandals or informal settlements, what we call them. It is very, very hard to police that. And yes, you're 100% right. There's everything is happening. There's liquor being sold there. There's drugs being sold there. There's stolen goods are being sold there. Sold in that journal. There's you go there, you'll find copper there. You'll find whatever you're looking for, you'll find it in those informal settlements. Now, the police have already, we do our best. The South African SAPS is doing their best. The Metro Police is doing their best. But to man that area and to look after 594 of this informal settlement in Durban and surrounding, it's not a playing issue. It has to be mended properly because there is no housing for them. That's why they're living there. So there's a problem that we are faced with. But those people are staying there. They go and work. I know a lot of people, if you go to Mayville in those Jandalas, they come to the city to work in Gray Street, West Street. All these people are working there, but yet they're living in the Jandalas.
Yeah, I think the same here. You know, for prospecting, most of those guys that are working at Toyota are staying there in Dakota. You know where Dakota, Ahmed?
Yes, Shabar, I know that, Shabar.
Your hometown, you must know that. Ahmed, you were absolutely brilliant as usual. Your parting words before we let you go?
Shabar, you know, there's a notion that the South African Army with the U.S. Army. Now, we want to know from the government why that the U.S. Army has put a base at the side of Richards Bay. Now, you know, the last time they said to us, they came to do practice here in South Africa to show our South African Army that they will be able to teach them how the international army works, the U.S. Army works, and all these, the coalition works with all the other countries. from the time they're here, it's over a year now, what they are doing here. So that is a major concern that we have got now, because all over the world, the U.S. Army going to put up these base and just live there forever, which means we have to pay them. So I think this government needs to look at it very, very carefully. We are bringing it up to an urgent matter. We want to know why these guys are not gone back. They've finished training our guys. What are they doing here in our country? And what the base? We don't want the base here.
Absolutely, Ahmed. And now you can keep us up to speed on that right here in KZN, right on the borders of Maputo, and but they're on our side. Ahmed says it so eloquently. Ahmed, you have a mashallah beautiful day ahead. We'll talk to you soon. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.